the weekends are what a lot of people struggle with, the social aspect of things. This is not a diet. This is a lifestyle change. Now, all of a sudden, it becomes this major train smash and we start using the words, quote unquote, diet starts on Monday. And immediately, you're throwing away the entire weekend. And I knew that I didn't want to stop living my life in pursuit of fat loss. So what was the solution, you ask? Well, this is 40 kgs Lighter with Mandy Mayer, a Jackpod original podcast. Join me as we talk everything weight loss. I'm your host, Mandy Mayer. Yes, it's me who has lost the 40 kgs and maintained that loss over the past 4 years. In this series, I'm sharing the weight loss code I cracked, along with tips, strategies, and hacks that will help you lose weight and feel great. Today, we're going to be chatting all about the social side of your health and fat loss expedition, as well as the support or the lack thereof when it comes to you wanting to lose weight. The reason why I want to chat about these two topics is because the weekends are what a lot of people struggle with when it comes to their health and fat loss expedition, but not only the weekends, what comes with the weekends, the social aspect of things. Another thing that a lot of people struggle with and that I struggled with as well is the lack of support. And I struggled to ask for support and define what support I was looking for on my health and fat loss expedition. As you would have heard me say loads by now, this is not a diet. This is a lifestyle change. To be successful long term, I had to ditch my diet mentality. And so do you, if I'm very honest. The moment you ditch that diet mentality, that is the moment you allow yourself to create balance. And guess what? Balance is key. Now, let me explain. You all know by now that during my several failed attempts, the reason that they failed was, well, because they were restrictive. This is what would happen. Monday through to Thursday, I would diet. I would be super, super restrictive. And then on the weekend, I could not stand the thought of not having a fun meal or not going to a restaurant or not having a drink or not going to my favorite sushi restaurant or not having a takeaway. And just the thought of not having any of my favorite things and being super restrictive into the weekend as well is the thing that actually led to me throwing the entire weekend away. I had what was not on my super restrictive plan, and because it was not on the plan, I felt guilty about it. And then I would just write my entire weekend off because I had one thing that wasn't part of my super restrictive plan. And this vicious yo-yoing cycle went on for a very long period of time throughout my several failed attempts, because during the week I would be super, super restrictive. And if we're realistic about it, how can you carry the super restrictive mindset over into the weekends and be okay with it and not snap after a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks? And oftentimes, if you haven't worked on changing your mindset around fun foods, that's where you possibly, like me, could also be throwing away the entire weekend because of one fun meal or one meal at a restaurant or one fun food that you ate. Now, all of a sudden, it becomes this major train smash. And we start using the words, quote unquote, for the lack of better words, diet starts on Monday. And immediately you're throwing away the entire weekend. And if we're realistic about it, the weekend, 3 days, for example, maybe 2 days. And if you really want to create consistency, you need to be focusing on 7 days out of the week. So I basically just told myself when I started my successful attempt at health and fat loss, I knew I would have to, you know, create a change. I would have to make the change. I knew that I would have to be able to learn to stay on track on the weekends. Because why? Because the weekends count too. I knew I would have to learn to create balance. I knew I wanted to be losing fat, not memories. And I knew that I didn't want to stop living my life in pursuit of fat loss. So what was the solution, you ask? Well, the solution, it was learning to create balance. And that on its own is very difficult. It was learning to say no to certain things because I wanted to, not because I forced myself to. I'll repeat that. It was about learning to say no to certain things because I wanted to, not because I forced myself to, because saying no aligned with my very restrictive plan. I wanted to say no to things, and I had to learn that. And I had to learn to not feel guilty about having certain foods. It was learning that it was okay to have a burger. It was about learning that one burger wasn't going to ruin my progress. It was about learning how to plan in advance so that I could focus more on things in my control and fixate less on the things that were not in my control. It was about learning how to proceed as per normal after having a day that didn't go according to plan, not only on the weekends or at social events, but just in general on my health and fat loss expedition. Proceeding as per normal after you have a day that doesn't go according to plan, whether that's a Friday, a Saturday, or a Sunday, maybe it's a Tuesday, maybe it's a Thursday. If it doesn't go according to plan, your superpower is going to be proceeding as per normal. And that's what I slowly but surely started learning, implementing, and practicing on a regular basis. And that is where my consistency just started increasing. I want you to believe me when I say this. You don't have to sell your social life in pursuit of fat loss. Yes, you have to practice moderation and balance, but you still need to have some sort of enjoyment on this expedition. Or else, at the end of the day, it's going to get very boring. It's going to feel tedious. It's going to feel like a chore. And there's going to be a lack of enjoyment. And adding enjoyment to your plan, well, that's actually the thing that is going to keep you pushing. That is the thing that kept me pushing, because there was enjoyment as part of the plan. It didn't feel super restrictive. That mindset of proceeding as per normal, even on a day on the weekend where maybe things didn't go according to plan, now, instead of throwing the entire weekend away, I started focusing on what can I control instead of fixating on the small little things that didn't go according to plan or that were not in my control. So here are some strategies that worked for me that maybe you can start focusing on when it comes to navigating the weekends and your food choices around the weekends and just everything else that goes with, like I said, the weekends, but also not only that, to any social event. You can implement one or two of these strategies and it will really help you create balance within your health and fat loss expedition, which is going to help you with that consistency. The backtrack method. So I was so lost when I went to a restaurant for the first weekend of my fat loss expedition. I got so nervous when the waiter asked me what I wanted to order. So I defaulted back to normal, steak and chips. Then I decided that I needed to plan in advance. So from there, from the day that I got so nervous when the waiter asked me what I wanted to eat, I decided what I wanted to eat before I even went to the restaurant. And I planned the rest of my meals for that day around what I was going to eat at the restaurant. So if you are tracking calories, it does make it a little bit easier. Because when you know what you're going to have for dinner when you are out, you can either track those calories and log those calories in advance, and then you can backtrack for the rest of the day for your meals that you have not yet consumed. So if you wake up on a Saturday morning and you know you're going out to a steak restaurant for dinner and you decide to have a steak and chips for dinner and it's still in the morning, you can then log that meal or account for that meal wherever you're accounting for your meals, and then you can decide on your lunch and your breakfast in advance around or based around what you have decided to have for dinner. So you've been super mindful about your choices. You're giving yourself the opportunity to create structure within your meals because you are planning in advance. If you are not sure about tracking calories, you can actually head to my YouTube channel. You can just search for Running for Mayo on YouTube. There I have several videos actually explaining calorie tracking in detail, as well as food tracking apps, etc. You can also head over to my website, www.mandymayo.com. There is a free calorie calculator on the website. You can use that, calculate your calorie goals, and just start actively moving forward with your health and fat loss expedition whilst tracking calories, if that is what you want to do. besides the backtrack method, what I would really suggest that you start doing, if you know that you've got a very active social life, or if you know that you go and eat out at restaurants on a very regular basis, but you also know that health and fat loss is your goal, what I would strongly suggest that you start doing, which really, really worked for me as well, is I started making smarter calorie swaps, right? So it's all about the small changes. It's all about the small things. All of them add up. Can you have the salad instead of the chips with your burger? Instead of a Coke, can you potentially have a Coke Zero? Instead of a whole pizza, can you share it? Instead of the deep fried fish, can you get the oven baked fish or calamari? If you look at it from a calorie perspective, any small change that you make makes a major difference. And once you learn that, you will realize that you don't need to cut out all your fun. You just need to look at starting to make smarter calorie or food swaps whilst you are out. So again, something as small as having the salad instead of having the chips with your burger is you making a massive change, right? In that moment, it seems small, but if you add all of these changes up, they do turn into massive changes. So having the burger, you're still having a fun food, but now you're just substituting the other half of that fun food with a slightly more nutrient-dense food, and that's how you create balance whilst you are out. Another important thing that you want to do when it comes to your weekends, and it's not necessarily a strategy, I feel like it is more of a must if you want to master your weekends, is plan your weekends. If you know that you go out a lot, plan your weekends around your social events. Plan your meals at home around your meals out. Plan your calories around your meals out. Plan when you intend to get your steps or exercises. Because at the end of the day, planning for your weekends and for your social events is going to be key. The next thing that really helped me navigate weekends is being activity-minded, right? So I want you to be activity-minded. Most people have a little bit of extra time on the weekend. And if that is the case for you, go out there, get that walk in, take the kids to the park, walk the dogs, do the park walk, do the park run, do some sort of activity, commit to some sort of activity. That is what really helped me stay on track on the weekends, because now I had committed to some sort of activity on the Saturday morning or the Sunday morning, and that made me not want to go over the wall crazy on the Friday night. So it meant I would get to bed earlier on the Friday night. It meant I would monitor my alcohol consumption on the Friday night, because I knew I had committed to an activity on the Saturday morning. So again, over the weekends, if you do have some free time, be activity minded. Get those steps in, go for that walk, and do what you can to do a little bit more exercise if you do have that free time. As I'm chatting about it, I feel like I left the most important point for the last point, a shifted mindset. The biggest victory that you will have is a changed mindset. A mindset knowing that the small changes matter. You can still add foods of enjoyment, just at a reduced rate and in moderation. And then knowing that if you have a day that doesn't go according to plan, proceeding as per normal will be your superpower. Navigating the weekends, navigating the social events, it is a lot tougher when you believe that you can't eat certain foods, when you are being restrictive, when you believe that there are no fun foods allowed in the plan because they are bad for fat loss. But once you know how calories work, once you realize that it's not one specific food that leads to fat gain, but an overconsumption of food in general, you will learn how to create food freedom. And food freedom is what you need to make this health and fat loss expedition sustainable. My first weekend on my health and fat loss expedition years and years ago did not go according to plan. Did I quit? Nope. I identified where I could make changes. I tried again the next weekend. You keep getting up, you keep trying, you keep learning. Another big struggle I had to navigate was the lack of support. One thing we do need to remember, though, is not everyone is on the same journey, the same health and fat loss expedition. Not everyone wants to change their habits. Not everyone is interested in losing fat or in fat loss. Not everyone is going to support you. And guess what? That's okay. I had moral support, but I didn't have any physical support. I didn't have someone holding my hand and going for a walk with me. I didn't have someone suggesting or eating healthy food with me. I actually had the exact opposite. I had to create my own accountability. I had to create my own support. And if you are struggling with the lack of support from a friend, a colleague, a partner, or a loved one, I urge you to define what kind of support you are looking for. Because oftentimes people do want to support. They are just not sure in what way they can be of support to you. Do you want emotional support, physical support, or just support around the house to free up some time for you to go for that walk after work? Speak up, define what you want, ask for it, or go seek it. I joined a bootcamp for women a couple of months into my health and fat loss expedition, and it offered that extra support. It offered that extra accountability. I met like-minded people there, and those people became my support. They became my gang. Oftentimes, your current group of people may not be super supportive, and that's okay. But then it is up to you to hold yourself accountable and to seek support, because the harsh reality of it is this health and fat loss expedition can be a super lonely one. And I bring all of this up because most people only share the end of the expedition with transformation pictures, but they don't share the in-between, the dark side, the struggle. It is not all sunshine and roses. If you are struggling, whether it be with weekends, whether it be with a lack of support, or whether you're just struggling in general, guess what? That is normal. The struggle is real. I had my ups, I had my downs, but I kept moving forward. And that is the most important thing to do. The key to your success is to keep moving forward, to learn from your struggles and not quit at your struggles, not to quit at the first weekend that didn't go according to plan, not to quit because of a lack of support, and not to quit when it gets tough, but to remind yourself of why you are doing this and to always keep pushing forward. You've been listening to 40 kgs Lighter with Mandy Mayer. Keep believing in yourself, keep smashing those goals, and keep pushing forward.